Blog Talk Radio.
Chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, who is also the network manager. Now, Miss Nina is also your Reiki master, so if you have any questions or wanting to get into Reiki, please ask her. She's a teacher, a minister, photographer, and many more things. I am a 40-year experienced reader, psychic tarot reader, and I also tell you who your angels are that are helping you. Now, if you need a in-depth reading, you can go to my website, www.theessenceofsuccess.com. I do daily psychic readings from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. at night. When you go to the site, just go at the top of the page. You'll say intuitive reading. Click on that, and it'll guide you through. Thank you, listeners from around the world, on the phone, in the chat room, for supporting our show this year. Without you, it would not have been so successful. Me and Miss Nina just want to say thank you to you all. Okay, well, that's what I have. Next thing coming up is prayers. Well, let's check with Miss Nina. Hello.
Hello, everyone, and Merry Christmas. I hope the season brings you so many joyful things. Just a reminder that tomorrow is the winter solstice, which means up here in Canada, our days are going to start getting longer. Hooray for that. It's pretty dark up here. Anyways, that's tomorrow. Full moon is on Friday, which is Christmas Day. I also have a couple of very special announcements. Happy anniversary to my niece Miranda and her husband Richard. 13 years of wedded bliss. Happy anniversary, you two. Love you lots. And my granddaughter, oldest of my grandkids, will be turning 20 on Christmas Eve. Where has the time gone? I love you, Cassandra.
Oh, happy birthday. That is so sweet, a Christmas baby. I always think that's so neat.
She's our Christmas miracle.
Oh. Any other announcements, Miss Nina?
No, that's all I've got right now. Lettuce, you take a breath.
Excuse me.
That cough.
I'm drinking water right now.
All righty.
Okay. Woohoo. And I got a throat lozenger. I'm good to go. Okay, well, we're going to do two quick prayers, or maybe three or four. And then we will begin the show. So first prayer, always we do a cleansing prayer because we want to be clean, just like taking a bath or a shower and start anew. Cleansing prayer, we are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and greatest good. Across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes, we ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted for the highest good of all, and so it is. Okay, I'm going to do a financial prayer, let the past go, and another cleansing prayer. Financial prayer. I am that I am. God provides every day with financial abundance, for God, angels, and miracles are our shepherds. We shall not want. The desires of our life are fulfilled. We have no worries. I am that I am, so be it, is already done. I am that I am. We let go of the past and remember only the good. We are strong and use our powers wisely. We are free to love and enjoy our lives. I am that I am, so be it. And the last prayer is another cleansing prayer. I am that I am asking all our highest guides to remove the wicked, angry, evil, loathing, negativities of all known and unknown entities, spirits, past life spirits, future life spirits, from all dimensions of time and space, here and now. I am that I am, so be it, it is done. And I hope everybody felt that. Okay, well, we are ready to begin. So the first caller is area code 201. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Thank you. Thank you. This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. Happy holidays.
And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to you too, darling.
Thank you. My question is, I've been looking for work and I've been applying for different jobs, and I just want to know what you see with regards to that.
I see that there was something coming up this weekend, but then it's a holiday weekend. I'm going to put it like this. You hear about a job, and it's kind of a fluke, but you're at a gathering. And you'll hear about this job Friday, either Christmas, day after Christmas, or that Sunday. But you're going to hear about a job this week. And it seems to be a pretty good job, too. But, you know, closed mouth don't get fed. So you just put it out there in the conversation that you're talking, and someone in that room has a job opening that they're going to speak to you about. Mm-hmm. So I see that coming up this weekend. When will you start work? Probably January. But you will know about a job that the last week of this month you can put an application in, so you'll get hired.
Okay. I've been applying for a lot of jobs, but I don't know. I haven't been getting any interviews.
Well, Rose, to be honest, right now it's a very difficult time for anybody to hire anybody because it is the holidays. It's getting towards the end of the year. But for sure you will hear something at the beginning of the year. You will get, like Lena said, from word of mouth, you are going to have a job interview and get that job. But it's going to be via word of mouth. So put the word out there, let all your friends know, whatever gathering you may be at. Who knows? Whoever is there, maybe somebody you don't even know, all of a sudden you're going to get a job offer.
And that'll be in January.
Well, I think the job offer is going to come beforehand, but you won't be starting until January.
All right, great. Thank you both so much.
You're most welcome, Rose.
Okay.
And thank you for calling.
All righty.
Have a wonderful
Bye.
Week. Bye-bye. Okay, our next call is area code 478. You're on the line with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I've had better situations.
What's up? What's up?
My husband left me Friday, and he said he felt like he didn't want to be married anymore, so mine's going to be about mine and his marriage. Are we going to be able to work this out?
Ooh. Wow. First thing, let me apologize. This is not the time of the year for people to break up. It's very sad and depressing. Okay, so you want to know if you and your husband are going to work out. What's your husband's first name?
Frank.
Okay, just Frank. Stop right there. Is your husband a drinker? Almost like an alcoholic?
No, not really.
Okay.
He may be because of the situations we've been going through. He may be drinking. I don't know. I know he says he's depressed and he feels broken.
Something about you, Debbie, that confuses him and depresses him. Is it in your conversation when you two communicate? Do you have good communication between the two of you?
No, we've been arguing. I took my 17-year-old cousin out of foster care, and their relationship got kind of, I got kind of jealous of it because it just felt awkward to me, and I was seeing things that I don't think I should be. I just felt like it was more than it should, and I got jealous and started arguing because we're supposed to be parents, not be friends, and he didn't back me up. And
so it's a female
family, and he ended up running away, and my husband blames me.
So she, this child is a female?
Yes.
Like I said at the beginning, I feel he's confused by you. Right now, I'm going to tell you I see space and time. I don't see you two getting a divorce, and I don't see that. But I see he needs some space and time. He is, be honest, he feels like you let him down. That's how he's feeling. And he's confused in your conversation when you guys talk. He becomes hurt. I don't know. I think when you brought that third person into your marriage, it wasn't an understanding. The three of you did not sit down and talk about the boundaries or policies or regulations that's going to have to guide by this house while this individual is living with you two.
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
And, Debbie, my advice to you is to not bring this foster child back.
I don't even know where she is. I think my husband does, and I think he may even try to support her while he's gone. I don't know. He says he doesn't, but I think he's lying. I think my husband knows something.
Well, I hope he's not. I'm not picking up that he is lying to you. But I am going to tell you, you guys in time will work this out. But you both have got to be very open and honest, because if that doesn't happen, you don't have a chance. You need to be open and honest. Both.
I mean,
of
I just felt like he hasn't been honest with me, and he hasn't backed me up, and I don't know if he's had an affair on me. I don't know.
You're sounding like you think that your cousin and him had an affair. How old is this girl?
17.
I don't think it was with her, but Haley was telling me things that she thought my husband was having an affair on me.
You ever think that maybe she was working to split you two up so she could have you to herself?
She was trying to get my husband to herself. That could be it. I don't know if my husband had affairs. I don't know. But she came in the middle.
again, I'm going to say this. Is she the one that's causing the problem between you two, because maybe she just wants you to herself?
She wants my husband to herself. He's the one that buys her stuff, or did. She ran away.
Okay, well, I'm in agreement, total agreement with Miss Nina. She needs to find somewhere else to stay. She does not need to come back into that domain. Not if you want your marriage.
Now,
if you don't care about
your
marriage, let her come back and whatever, whatever.
She's not. She was too disrespectful, cussed me out. My husband didn't back me up. He wanted to be her friend more than she tried to take my power away and cause chaos, and she was very manipulative. And he doesn't see that. He's got blinders on her.
Debbie, she did take your power away. That's why you're split up. So, yeah, and at 17, this is what they do, especially 17-year-old girls. They do things like that. They like to pull the chain, find out how far they can get away with things. Yeah, unfortunately, most times men don't see this. So I would just give him some time, and then you guys need to sit down and talk. It's rather a bad time for him to decide to walk out the door. As
yes,
Lena said, you know, I would give him a call later on tonight and talk to him and just see if you guys can sit down and actually discuss things without arguing.
We did that Friday. He came by and got his motorcycle today, and he said he had nothing further to discuss with me. And I said goodbye. And I let him go.
Well, like I said, if you two decide that you want to sit down and talk, I think you have a chance at saving your marriage. But if you don't want to, don't.
I do. I just, if I chase him, he'll just run harder. So I just want to give him his space. So I don't know when, how long I should give him space, because he's so angry right now at me and my family.
How long have you two been married?
Next month will be 32 years.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, Debbie, that's all I have, and Nina. So,
sure,
you know, take what we both said under consideration and think about that.
Yeah.
But just give yourself both some space and time.
Do you know about how much time?
No, because that's between
okay.
you two. You have free
okay.
will. That's why Nina
right.
told you to call him and talk to him and set up a time that you two can sit down and talk. Maybe right now it's too fresh and he doesn't want to.
Yes.
So that's why we say give it some time and space. He can cool down a little bit and be more receptive to seeing you and sit down and talk out, you know, your problems.
Okay.
All right.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. And do call back and let me and Miss Nita know. We'll be praying for you for a good thing to happen for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're
welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for calling, Debbie. Okay, next call up is area code 631. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sue. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi, Sue. How you doing?
I'm doing good, taking a easy day.
Good. Good for you.
I just want to know what you see with my love life. People from the past this month came back, but no. Do you see anybody else from the past coming back, or do you see some in the future? And...
Those people that are coming back, I see two, now I see three men. It's closure.
Only
it's
two came back.
Okay, there's another
one
coming. There's a third one coming. Yep.
Well, actually, is it somebody that was just like a friend, or is it somebody that I dated?
You dated this person. It's three guys. But it's just closure. I don't see any of the three interested in you to start a relationship again. It's more or less, you know, you haven't seen anybody in a long time and you're checking in, like, how are you doing, whatever, whatever. Well, you know, last time I saw you, you know, we were kind of little miffed at each other. How are things going now? That's what I mean, like closure. Okay.
Well,
not
I don't
to
know
back
if it's somebody I haven't seen
have
in a year or somebody who's kind of a neighbor.
Is it somebody that's a neighbor?
Yeah,
there's
one that I kind of dated with, more like friends, and then there was someone else I dated, but I haven't seen him in a year, and the other one I haven't seen since the summer.
Well, all of you are going to pass. Before December 31st, let me put it like this, Sue. All three of you will pass each other. You will see each other, all three. But these three men are not the ones that are coming, that's going to be in your life for a relationship. It's mainly nothing but closure.
Well, there was four. That's why I'm wondering if it's which one of the two that is going to be next. The two already passed. One I haven't seen in a year, and one I haven't seen since the summer.
The one you haven't seen in a year, yes, we will cross paths by the 31st. The summer, not so much. The guy you broke up with this summer, no. It's like I see him walking away. He's going his way.
Yeah, he just asked if I was going to be home today, and I said no.
I think why these three men are coming to you as closure is something that you need to see about yourself in a relationship with a man. About you, clarity. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying they're wrong. But because there's three coming through before this year ends, and it's just nothing but closure. How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, fine. Good to see you. God bless. Good life.
Well, two of them wanted to date me again, and I said no.
No.
So those are the two that I went on dates with already, whatever they wanted to date me, and I said no to both of them because, you know.
What sign are you?
So, Libra.
Okay, Libra's balance. Nina, are you picking up anything?
No, I'm not picking up a thing. It's just I'm getting a total blank, to be honest with you. I have no idea what's going on or why. I did see the third guy coming in to the picture, but that's as far as I can go. I can't get any further.
Yeah, well, that's all I got. I didn't see a relationship coming up for, like, January. I just see these three men as just closure, but it's a good thing for her. For some reason, the angels are telling me, you need this. You need to make this closure and then look within yourself. What do you really desire from a man?
Yeah, that's why when the two men from the past asked me to date them again, I said no, because it just wasn't right.
Good for you.
So then the third one, there's really four, another two, but it's been a while. I didn't know which one of the other two were going to come into, you know, the neighbor or the one from a year ago for closure.
Well, to tell you the truth, go ahead, Nina.
It doesn't really matter which one it is.
That's what I was going to say, too. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Well, the one from the summer, we kind of agreed that we weren't dating anymore anyway. We were more than just friends.
Okay, well, the three men that are coming, like I said, it's not relationships. Sound like two of them already, you've already deleted. It's just a closure and a chance for you to reflect on your life, what you want from a man. And then starting January, it'll be a new year for you. But for right now, at the close of the year, it's just it's like a closeout.
I still have to see or whatever?
I see three, that there is another man. And that's what Nina saw, too. Now, the fourth one, I don't know anything about that, but we saw three.
All right.
Yeah. So I wish you luck, and I hope that you find what you're looking for.
Me, too. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
Thanks.
Okay,
bye.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas. Bye. Okay, next caller, area code 213. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Star.
Hi, Star. Such a pretty name. Oh. Do Do you shine brightly?
I do. with all of my abilities, I try to shine bright.
Good.
I didn't really have a particular question. I just wanted to know, for the new year, is there anything I should start paying close attention to?
The third week of January, I want you to be careful. Not only do I see you with a guy, I see you pregnant. You have sex and boop, there's a baby. So, and it's the third week of January. So whatever you're doing for those 7 days, unless you want a baby, put something on it. And the guy that you're with, just let it be like as a relationship, like, you know, baby steps, day by day, you two are learning each other. Because I see what it is, it's lust. It's lust more than getting to know who this man is. And he's really a good guy from what I'm picking up. But he's so damn fertile, and you're so fertile, that when you guys have sex and you don't use anything, trust me, I can guarantee you, you will be pregnant before January 30th.
Wait a minute.
Okay, so you asked me about the beginning of the year. I don't know who this guy is. You're okay. Okay, well, like I say, I see him as a nice guy. I'm not getting anything negative or derogatory off his spirit. But I just see that, boy, Fertile Frank and Fertile Fanny. So,
it's so funny because I had a dream that someone brought me a baby last night.
Thank you for the validation, Star. Thank you for the validation. I love you, love you, love you. Okay,
yes,
now see.
Yes.
The angels are warning you already, girl. Be careful.
Okay.
We're not saying don't enjoy. Be careful.
Uh-huh. Be careful. Okay, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Anything particular about my the direction of my career next year? I have a particular plan I'm working on. I'm just trying to see if
it's confusing. I can't pick it up. I see papers just flying back and forth.
Yes, ma'am.
Just like
confetti.
They're just flying back and forth. So that tells me that you haven't made a decision. You're still working on this project. So, you know, whatever it is that you want to do in the future to own your own business or whatever, but they're just showing me you're still working on it. Okay. So I don't know. Maybe get a little bit more pronounced in it and call me back. Maybe I can pick up a little bit more. But right now, you got a good January coming and a good Valentine's Day, too. And I'll leave it at that. Okay?
Yay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas, young lady.
You all be blessed.
Okay, you are listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and your moderator is Miss Nina. And don't forget, we are going to be giving out surprise Christmas gifts today. Okay, well, our next call is area code 253. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Holly. I'm here in Seattle.
Hi, Holly. How are you?
Good. I'm just wondering.
Hi. Yes.
Linus, Holly is also our caller and the winner.
Oh, wow. Hold up, Holly. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Thank you.
Yay. Holly just won the $50 Visa card for Christmas. Yay. Congratulations, Holly. So now, Holly, when we get through, I want you to stay on the line because Miss Nina's going to get your address and everything so we can send it out to you before Christmas, or at least get it to you by Wednesday. Okay, so you're our winner. Congratulations. You got $50 to blow, girl. Okay, now what can we answer? Now, what can we answer for you? Oh, you're most welcome, honey. It's just our way of giving back to the listeners and the people in the chat room throughout the year.
Cool.
So, okay, well, Now, what question can I ask or that me and Nina can answer for you?
I like the how the lady, the last question is, you see anything for 2016 worry about or fun or anything?
Okay.
It's kind of an ambiguous question. If you can narrow it down a little bit, you can give us, we can give you a better idea. But that's kind of everything just goes all over the place when you leave it up like that. And it's really hard for me to focus. I don't know about you, Lena. I think a more defined question is always easier.
Okay.
I'll do the do you see a new man question.
I love it. Not in the area that you live in. Do you travel or go on vacation? Because this man is from out of town. He doesn't live in Washington.
Oh, no.
No, that's not a bad thing. You can meet somebody out of town just going to the grocery store.
Does he live in Oregon?
Yes.
Oh, my God, I don't want him. I mean, hopefully it's somebody different.
It's not anybody you know already.
Oh, okay, good.
No, this man has something to do with farming, too. What aspect of farming, I don't know if it's vegetables, fruit, or cows. Now I'm starting to see farm animals. Maybe it's cows, but he's a farmer and a good-looking one, too. He looks like he should be a model on GQ or something, but it's a family business. And it's a family business. It's in Oregon. He is a farmer, but he just, you know, like I said, one generation to the next generation. And it looks like this farm has been through four generations of the family. So, yeah. And he does well. I mean, he's one of the good farmers.
I know it's kind of, I know maybe it's not the same, but my ex-husband worked for somebody that owns a farm in Oregon. So I'm just hoping it's not connected.
It's nobody you know.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, great.
Get that thought out your mind. Just delete that thought. No.
Yeah, I don't want that.
You haven't met this guy. Nina, I'm trying to see where is she going to meet him at?
The grocery store.
Oh, my God. That's just what I thought. Right now, I just thought the grocery store.
Yeah, because I'm hearing music in the background, and it's Christmas music playing. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Well, I'm going to the store.
Yep.
Would you pick me up while you're there, please?
And I need a quart of milk, please. While you're shopping. Yeah, no, but you know what? For some reason, I can't get it together, but I see you and him seeing each other the end of this month. That's why I said, do you travel?
Wow.
Do you, you know, go places? But it's not like when you meet, it's not the meeting where it's like, okay, here's my phone number, here's your phone number, call me next week. It's like you just, you're almost like passing through the night, two strangers passing. But then in January, I see you around him. He's got a plaid coat on and this nerdy hat. Okay, I'm sorry. It just looks nerdy to me. But he's got a plaid coat on. And like I said, he's good looking. It's just he doesn't look like he should be a farmer. So I don't know how you two meet. Maybe it is at the store. Maybe he's up here, and you'll travel down there at a later date. But trust me, you'll know him. He is attractive. He's not the kind of you just like, oh, hi, and you're like, whoa, who are you?
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah, you will definitely give him a second thought. But for sure in January, you will you will talk and meet with him permanently. But the end of this month, I don't know if you're traveling to Portland or something just for the day and coming back, but you'll see each other, but you won't start talking. Like I said, it's like strangers in the night. But in January, you will. So whenever you see him then, you're going to talk. You know what I mean? Visit or whatever. But, yeah. So there you go, Holly.
Well, thank you
Farmer
so much,
in the Dale. Farmer in the
Holly.
Dale.
Holly, stay on the line, please, so I can get your information.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, yes, stay on. I'm going to put you on hold, and she'll be right with you, okay? And again, congratulations and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. That's
yes,
amazing.
Ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, hold
it.
On. You're welcome. Okay, put you on hold. Okay. Now, next caller. Area code 518, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Well, probably me.
Hi.
Right now because she's getting information. Who's this?
Hi, greetings. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. Welcome to the show.
Well, yes, I haven't listened in a while because I'm not on Blog Talk, so I have to dig for my phone, the phone number, and go on air on the phone. Listen, what's up with me? I'm looking to relocate. Is next year a good, because I really want to relocate.
Okay.
Will it be smooth or adventurous?
Okay, I got Arizona. They're showing me the state of Arizona right now.
All right. Right there.
They're telling me wherever you move, it's got to be warm, a warm environment, not cold. So they're showing me Arizona, but I'm trying to think where. Okay, here's your two cities, Phoenix and Tucson.
Ooh.
They just showed me Phoenix and Tucson are the two cities that are available to you to live in Arizona. Also, I see there's a possibility New Mexico, Taos. Wow. I don't even know if you know what Taos is. Taos is a very profound spiritual area in New Mexico, well known throughout the world.
In New Mexico?
In New Mexico, and it's called Taos, T-A-O-S. It's a city, but it's very, very spiritual. One of our most spiritual cities here other than Sedona. Then going over to Sedona in Arizona, yeah. So I see you in those two places, Phoenix, Tucson, or next door, New Mexico, Taos. If you go to New Mexico, I see you doing that in June. If you go to Arizona, you'll be moving by February or March, which will be a good time. So early. I'm sorry?
I don't know a soul in those places.
You neither did Jesus till he started walking from city to city and introducing himself. you know I'm coming down on you, right? Because you're never alone. You always got two angels with you. So even though you don't know anybody there, you got angels that travel and are with you at all times. So I will tell you this, there's a better job in New Mexico. The jobs are okay in Arizona, but I see the one in Mexico pays a little bit, New Mexico, excuse me, pays a little bit more. So I don't know, it depends. Are you into IT?
No.
In the computers? Okay,
because no,
the one in Taos is computers. Okay. All right, well, the Arizona move will happen early next year, February to March. Like I said, Phoenix or Tucson, and it all looks good. It looks good.
Yeah.
For you, I'm seeing it's for your health is better. It's that this particular climate is really good for your health. Do you have bronchitis or asthma or anything like that?
No, but since I've been living, I'm in upstate and New York, and since I've been here, I've been challenged a lot with my throat and
okay, thank you for the validation.
Yes, it has been something. I'm like, I had never been this challenged before since I moved here. It's like one thing after the other, and I'm like, what is going on here?
Because you're not supposed
okay.
to be there.
Well,
that's why. You know, the universe has a way. Sometimes we don't listen to the universe, but when it's time for us to move or to quit a job, you know, we get complacent in our thinking. It's like, well, you know, I know everybody here. I know the store, blah, blah, blah. You know, why should I move? But things keep happening and happening like, God, I got to get out of here. Yes, universe is trying to tell you, this is not your home. This was just a stop, a train stop for you to get off and to get back on. So that is not where you're at now. It's not you, and that's not your environment. So thank you for the validation. Then you are supposed to be in Arizona where the temperature is good and you feel good. I mean, it does very good for your spirituality. So that's where you're supposed to be, Linda. When you get a chance, look up on the internet or on your phone about Phoenix and Tucson. Check out their – you can even write their Chamber of Commerce. And they'll send you a packet, because I was going to move to Flagstaff many years ago, so I know that Arizona does this. They'll send you a packet. It'll tell you everything about jobs, apartments, what the crime is like in that area, social activities. So do that, you know, because you're a little bit hesitant. Send for that from Arizona. From those two cities, Phoenix and Tucson. And then also, if you feel like it, send for a packet from New Mexico, from Tales.
Yes,
and we can sit down and read.
That is so you've been so helpful. Oh, my goodness. And also, what you see with the IT, I had spoken to you a while ago. And you had, and I'm not an IT person, but what I have been doing is doing advertising, putting PowerPoint slide presentations for our, you know, the employment where I'm working. So that's probably what you're saying, because you said that would be good for me. And I did try to look up those jobs, but I was not coming up with anything good. And that's probably why you said the IT, because it was with the computers.
Okay,
well, you know
so...
what?
Go ahead, Nina.
Linda, you will come up with something good in the beginning of the year. Right now, like I've been telling everybody, it's not a good time to be looking for a job. People are more focused on the holidays than they are in finding potential employees. So wait until the new year and then hit that computer and find that new job for you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're most welcome. I'll be listening
on the line.
Okay, and call back, too, and let us know at the beginning of the year how things transpired, okay?
I absolutely will.
Okay.
If I can't get you on the line, I'll email you.
Okay. Well,
thank you,
Linda, and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, young lady.
And same to you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
Okay, well, area code 901, you're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Lynn, and hi, Miss Nina.
Hi.
Hey, this is Annabelle.
Hi, Anna. How you doing?
I too want to close out 2015, and Lynn is and Miss Nina is with Mr. M because I think there's some expectations there, and I want to clear that out. So, what do you all see around my advising of this?
Oh, okay. It's Mike and Nina.
Yes.
Oh. Oh,
Lynn.
This guy, okay, I know I shoot from the hip, and I'm always honest. So
yes,
when I'm not
please.
Honest, it's just because sometimes things I don't want to tell people. But I'm going to tell you this about him. He will cease to exist by June or July.
Oh, he will. Okay.
Yeah, he won't be on this earth anymore. He's got his health issues, and because of his nonchalant attitude, okay?
Yes.
I'll put it like that. His nonchalant attitude where he needs to be more cavalier about his health. I feel like he's one of those people, okay, I'm doing pretty good. I know what I got to do, blah, blah, blah. That's okay, and go on. But no, exercise, eating the right food, keeping a very positive attitude all helps in the healing area. So, yes. But I see that his task is coming to an end. So either June or July, he won't exist anymore. His time is ended.
Oh, well, okay. Then I'll just leave it alone.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's okay to check on him. You know, if you want to call and check on him, see, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But
I will do that.
I don't want your heart broken where you think that maybe something, you know, can work out, because even if it did, his time is ending here in this realm. So support him.
Yeah.
How you doing? You know, God bless you. Or I'm praying for you. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I believe he knows that. He knows that because of that nonchalant attitude. But I won't say anything negative to hype this. So I'm just going to let it ride. Thank you for that advice.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
if he doesn't
you.
Want to talk
Thank
about it, that's okay. You know, you can always say, oh, Christmas is coming up this week, you know, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Maybe ask
yeah,
if you want a meal, want me to bring you a plate. So that would be nice.
Well,
that's a nice Christmas gift, to bring somebody a plate of food. So, I see him appreciating that, too. I do.
Okay.
He's eating that like it's his last piece of food. He's really enjoying it. I see him just sitting there, fire coming from the fort.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good. I know you're a good cook, so, I mean, it's all good, but he's just really enjoying that food. So that's why I said food can be a gift. You just tell him, say, hey, well, Merry Christmas. I brought you a plate of food.
Okay. Well, thank you for that validation, because somehow he knows it, and I already knew it too, so I'll leave it alone.
Oh, okay. Miss Nina, did you want to add anything?
No, just Merry Christmas, Annabelle, and all the best in the new year.
Well, thank
Amen.
You so much. Thank you.
Amen.
Ladies, have a good
Oh, you
okay.
too. Merry Christmas.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Okay, next call is area code 404. You're on the line with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, ladies. This is T.
T, is that correct? Okay, T. What can we do for you today, young lady?
Just calling to see if you see a new man coming in, relationship.
Who was it that you slapped the taste out their mouth? Good God Almighty. Woo. I saw you angry at somebody. You just hollered off and went, fap! Just like that across their face. And the person stood there and just looked at you in total shock and dismay. And it's a guy. It kind of like rung his dome. He just couldn't believe it that you did that. But anyway, he knows his time is ended. Yeah, you two didn't need to
in
be together.
Past?
Yeah, it's in the past. I see it in the past, not current.
The only person I did that to was someone that he was my play brother, and we were playing, but he took it too far, so I had to slap him because he was...
Okay, well, he knows now. Let me just... It came up through your spirit, so he knows now. Like I said, you put him in shock. He's like, I can't believe she did that. So, okay, well, you guys are fine. Okay, now let me see, because when things come up, I want to, you know, let you know.
Yeah.
Okay, love life, let's see, T. You know, you're young, so I'm not going to call you a cougar, but there's a young man in January, and maybe toward the latter part of January, like maybe the last or the last 2 weeks of January, he's a couple of years younger than you. He does have maturity, though, in some ways. He's a couple of years younger. He reminds you of a rap star. He's not a rapper now. He's not in music. The brother works. He's got a darn good job. He works. But he just kind of, his personality, there you go. His personality reminds you of a rapper, T.I. There you go. I see the face. You know who T.I. is with Tiny or whatever? Okay. That's what he's looking to me. I'm looking at him now, and his face reminds me of T.I. which I think the young man's quite attractive. He's a nice-looking young man. Yeah, he's a couple of years younger, and you're going to meet him at a club or a lounge. He's going to ask you to dance. Two other girlfriends are with you, and they're just giggling. They're just giggling about this guy. I mean, he's nice. He's a nice guy. But anyway, he comes over, asks you to dance. You dance with him. And I think from there, you two develop, you know, whatever friendship or relationship. But, yeah.
So it's not the serious coupling, because I've been on, like, so many dates, and they're like, this is
awful. No, this could be serious. This is a nice guy. This guy that you're going to meet toward the end of January, he's a nice guy. You two sit down, and you know what? He's a good communicator. So when you sit down, you ain't around your girlfriends, just you and him, and talk about life, things that maybe you reflect on, has bothered you, made you happy as heck. Just sit and talk, and you'd be surprised how this brother communicates. He really does. He communicates quite well. And that alone can be very handsome, a man that knows how to talk, correct? Yeah. Okay. So remember that about him. Remember where you're going to meet him. But you two will be off together while you're talking. You're going to be surprised. Like I say, he's a couple of years younger, but the young man's got maturity. So, you know, I always say age is nothing but a number. Love has no color, no age, you know, so it is what it is. Just don't let him bypass you.
Okay.
Yeah, but you'll be meeting him toward the end of, like I said, the end of January. Philip. They're showing me now his name is Philip.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he's tall. Likes to wear suits. Suited and booted. He likes to wear suits. Very handsome. Okay, well, that's all I'm getting for him. That's about it for a new relationship at the beginning of the year. That's it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And tell your play brother, quit playing, or you have to tell him again.
Yeah, I know.
He really loves you. He is a good brother. He really does love you. I can understand. Sometimes we play too much. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, T, for calling. And, girl, have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And call us back in January and let us know about that new love in your life.
Okay, I will.
All right. Put a smile on your face. I see your lips turned down. Did you know that you're a queen? Did you know that you're a queen?
Yes.
Okay, act like it then. Everybody else is peasants. You're a queen. All right. Love you.
Love you too.
Have a good week. All right. Next call is area code 601. You're on the air with Nina. Miss Lennis, who's this?
Hi, this is Tara.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific. What can we answer for you?
Just anything I need to know about January coming up.
As in what?
Family
be a little bit
matters.
More specific. I'm sorry?
Family matters.
Oh, and family matters. Okay.
Yeah. Is this a lot going on in the family right now?
There's an older gentleman that I see is very grumpy, and there's a woman, I take it that that's his wife. She tries to compromise or try to keep things even keel, but he can be a little ornery, matter of fact, mean.
Yeah.
When he wants to be, but his wife, she, bless her heart, she tries to keep that balance out because she knows him. She knows how he can be. Let's see what else is going on. One of your cousins is pregnant, so you'll be hearing about a new child coming in the family in January.
Oh, yay.
Somebody's getting a puppy. I think they're getting it for Christmas. But everybody won't see it until January. But, yeah, somebody's getting a puppy. It's a little brown. Looks like it could be a Labrador. He's just as cute as he wants to be, about 8 weeks old. And he's dark brown, and he's got sort of a light brown face. But he's just cute as a button. So somebody, it could be an adult or a child. So it could be either way. I see this puppy could go to an adult, like I said, or a child. What else is it? There's a family meeting coming up the end of January. Something is going to have to be decided.
Yeah.
I don't know what about, but it's important. And so you guys are going to get together and discuss it and try to come to some resolution as well as a solution. But, yeah. Okay, well, that's definitely coming up. Looks like about the 28th or the 29th of January. What else? There's somebody in your family that's a real good cook, and someone is asking them to make them a birthday cake. I don't know who it is, but they're saying they want that person to make a birthday cake because they make good cakes, good cooks.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Okay. What else? That's it. That's all they showed me. Did that help you?
Do you see my financial situation getting better?
Well, the only thing I can tell you, I can only do one question at a time.
Okay.
Okay,
it's a lot
so
over.
If you want to call back next Sunday or something, then yeah, but I can only do one question at a time, just to be fair to the rest of the callers.
Okay.
Okay. Or either, you know, you can also go to my website. I'm sorry, at www.theessenceofsuccess.com. There you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, you have a good day, Tara, and thank you for calling. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay. All righty. You are listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is your moderator, so go on in, and she answers questions in there, and so do I, too. We both do. Okay, next caller, area code 760. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello. 760. Okay,
hello.
I guess they wanted to listen to the show.
No, they're there, Linus.
Oh, wow, I just took them off. Okay, 760,
yeah.
You're on the line? Oh, okay. Who's this?
This is Bridget.
Hi, Bridget, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you. My question for you guys is regarding my financial, I would like to know what would be the best next step for me to increase my financial prosperity.
The next one, what's the next step you should do to increase your financial?
Mm-hmm.
Financials, that's what you're asking?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, okay. One thing I want to tell you, Bridget, the angels are telling me right now, stop giving out your money and you don't know for sure if it's going to where it's supposed to be. And they're showing me that you have a real generous heart and you don't mind helping people out, but I see that you get burnt too. So the angels want me to tell you that before you lend any more money or help somebody out, make sure that that purpose is for real, the concern is real, and not that they're taking your kindness for weakness, okay?
Well, I don't know if that applies to me.
Okay, well, they just wanted me to pass that on to you, so. Okay, now your finances. You're putting out more than what you're bringing in.
That's right.
The only next level that I can see is like a part-time job where you work maybe four hours a day. 5 days a week or 4 days a week, I see you doing part-time, and I'm seeing Starbucks. That's what came up right in front. I saw the green Starbucks apron. So I'm assuming that's what they're saying, that Starbucks has openings for part-time. There's somebody that owes you money, and it's a few grand. I see the 31st of January, you getting a check. Or, wait, take that back. It's not a check. It's a, oh, God, I can see them in the bank. What do you call that? Not a draft. Instead of a check, the bank can write that out.
Cashier's check?
Thank you. Cashier's check. That's what I see you receiving on the 31st. And it's going to be a shock because I see your eyes as wide as 50 cents pieces. But it's money owed you. And it's been owed you. So finally you're going to get paid. Yeah. But it's a few thousand. Maybe like about $3,000. So maybe you forgot about it or whatever, but this person is grateful and appreciated and now is at the point in their life that they can pay you back. So, yeah.
Is that, that's great. Is that that part-time job that you were seeing, could it be something that I was doing and there was kind of like they had to cut down the hours to like once a week? Will that go back on track?
I'm sorry, what do you mean, the job that you're at now?
No, I had a part-time job for 5 days a week, and they had to pull back to 1 day a week, and I was hoping that it would get back on track sometime in January. Do you see that happening?
That's very possible, but I also see you working a second job, too.
Okay.
That's very possible. Maybe it might turn around a little bit later in January, but in the meantime, you can work Starbucks or whatever for, you know, another part-time job.
That's definitely.
Your hours will pick up. I see your hours picking up toward the end of January.
Yeah.
Couple hours, 3 hours.
I can't work with that many people. I can't be a Starbucks person at all. I pick up too much energy. No way.
Well, or maybe something like that. It doesn't have to be Starbucks. There's all kind of coffee shops around. Or something.
Bridget,
if it's not. Go ahead.
Yes.
I just want to tell you, if you ground yourself, you can't pick. You won't pick up their energy. But you need to ground yourself. Your legs are tree trunks going into the ground. Ground yourself, and they'll pick. You won't pick up their energy.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
No.
Well, thank you, Bridget, and we wish you the very best. Have a wonderful January and Merry Christmas to you. Okay, next call is area code 856. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're most welcome. What can we answer for you today?
I would like to know what you see for me with my finances so that I can purchase a home next year.
Oh. Boy, I got good. Capital letters right in front of my eyes. G-double-O-D. Whoa. Whatever you're doing, you're on the right path, young lady. Let's see. I see you picking up another $5,000. You need $5,000 more, and everything is secure.
I do.
So if you are in the process,
that's exactly what I need.
Yep, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. Yeah. This is such a breath of fresh air for you. You're really looking forward to this, and so you should. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. It is. I see, like, just new beginnings all around you. It's like a baby being born, and they're bringing diapers and clothes and bottles. Well, you, it's like, oh, man, all these neat things are just happening for you. It's like you opened Pandora's box, but only all these blessings and good things are just falling out like rainbows for you. So whatever you're doing good, young lady. Keep it up.
You said you see babies and baby bottles? You see that?
No, no, no. I was just saying as far as things happening. It's a new beginning, like a baby. It's a new beginning in January for you and these things that are going to happen for you.
When do you think the house will come through for me?
March at the latest.
Okay.
I think you'll be in your house by February. I do. But March, that's like really pushing it. So I'm going to say February.
Okay. Wow. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Linus. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Congratulations on your new home. You'll be in there shortly. I'm telling you, you'll see all these new things. You'll be just, I'm telling you, it's like being a baby, receiving all these new things that you don't even understand, but it's just blessings and blessings and outpouring of love is coming towards you. So you know what? You deserve this, Laura. Take every bit of it.
Thanks, Linus. It's been a long time, so I'm waiting.
Well, it's coming, darling. It's coming. I know patience is a virtue, but your time is just about up for all these good things to start happening. So God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Okay, next call is area code 678. You're on the line with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hey, Linus and Nina. This is Gina.
Hi, Gina. What's going on with you?
I want to see what 2016 is going to bring me as far as a significant other, some love. 2015 being a terrible year for that.
No. Because when you asked about that, when you said domestic, I saw that three times in 2015, you have to stand up to the plate and let somebody know exactly, and I mean exactly, what time it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? It's not that you're going to get rid of this person or kick them to the curb, but it's like three times throughout the year in this relationship, he doesn't seem to get the point. And so, again, you're going to have to go there for him to listen. I'll tell you, I had a girlfriend years ago, and her husband had the most beautiful, they're both dead and gone now, but they had the most beautiful marriage. But once a year, she would curse her husband out, all to be damned, for no good reason.
Yep.
Just curse him out. And she said, okay, he's good for another year. I'll be damned, Edward. Gina,
yeah.
I'm telling you, at work they were the most loving and happy couple, and I just couldn't believe it. She said once a year she just pick out a day and she let him know from rooter to the tutor, and then she's done.
Yeah.
She don't curse at him no more. So what I'm saying is, this guy that you're with, you're going to be doing the same thing three times within next year. So you are going to be in a relationship, and it's a good relationship. You know, it has its ups and downs like anybody else, but it's just sometimes this guy doesn't listen to what you're saying. It goes in one ear and out the other. So then you have to get stern. I don't want to say ugly. Just stern with him and say, look, you're not listening. This is what I'm trying to say. Okay?
See, that's not more
yeah,
like
I mean, you guys will be okay.
Yeah, that's
it's not
my
like
ex-husband.
You're gonna be...
Yeah, that's my ex-husband. He's just so juvenile. And I really had to put it on him this year, you know, but I'm so tired of talking, so I have to do something else. So I'm like, you know, kids, when they play, they into something, so I've been quiet, so I'm brewing up something.
Oh, okay.
I hate to be like that, but it is what it is. I have no choice in that matter.
Okay. Well, you two are not planning to get back together, are you? Is your husband light-skinned?
No, this is my ex-husband. No, he's remarried,
okay.
So no.
Okay, because I was going to say, the guy that I see, he's light-skinned.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's light.
Okay.
A little thick. He's a little thick. Now, I'm not saying fat. When I say thick, like if you saw a football player, they're thick, but they're built like hell, right? Okay, well, that's how this guy is. He's built.
Oh, okay.
If you look at him, you know you're protected. And there's no doubt about it. That's why I say he's a little thick. Yeah, but he's light-skinned, bald-headed, wears an earring. And he's in the sports. Well, you know what? That does it then. He is in the sports. Now, he's not playing sports, but I don't know, like, if he's coaching, you know, team, which maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's a coach. He's coaching some team. So think about that in sports. If you're out, you know, at kids' games or whatever, or with your friends, with their children, check out the coaches, girl. See who coaching the team.
You don't pick up a name or anything or a letter?
Let me see. Angels, you have a... Sam. They're telling me Sam.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But good.
They're telling me Sam, and he has a daughter named Samantha, but his daughter is nine or 10 years old. But his name is Sam, and he is single. He's not married. Yeah, he is single.
Okay.
So,
but good.
Yeah. So I don't know when you're going to meet him. I would think in January because, like I said, three times out the year you have to fuss at him. So you guys are going to be together.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have a relationship. But, no, this guy's nice. And he's in the children. He's in athletic, you know, being healthy, works out and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's all good.
Oh,
it's all good.
That's nice.
And he enjoys your cooking. Remember that. I'm telling you that.
Good.
So when
good,
he tells you, this
definitely
is
been
really
throwing
good.
It down in the kitchen.
Okay, because I was going to say he's going to tell you. Thank you for the validation. But he's going to tell you that he enjoys your cooking. So that's another little like beep beep beep.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right,
thank
Gina,
you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, young lady.
You too.
God bless. All right.
Lennis?
Yes, ma'am.
Lennis, before you go on, Blue Haven is our winner in the chat room. She is going to be giving you a call later with her address and stuff, so you will get that one from her.
Well, Blue Haven, she's well, hey, let's give a hand clap. Yay! She won the second Christmas present today, and it's a surprise. So you're going to really love it, but it's a surprise, and we're not going to tell you. That will be a surprise Christmas gift. And thank you, Blue Haven, for joining the show and being in the chat room. And you're welcome. All right. Okay. Anything else, Miss Nina?
No, that's it.
Okay. All right. So we've had two winners today. Now, don't forget, join us next Sunday, because next Sunday will be the big one. Okay. Next caller is area code 559. You're on the line with Lennis and Nina.
How are you, ladies?
Hi. Who's this?
This is Evelyn from California.
Okay. Evelyn, you sound so quiet and reserved. What's wrong?
No, nothing. I was just listening to you guys and reading the book, trying to keep up with both the book and your guys' conversation.
Oh, okay.
So
well, what can we help you with today?
Just wondering, wondering what 2016 has start for me in terms of love. I'm 33, unmarried, no kids, and I don't want that to be the case in 2016. I'm hoping for positive change.
You like businessmen, don't you?
I like what?
Businessmen. Men that are well-dressed in business.
Oh, yeah.
Have a foundation.
Yes.
Okay.
That's important.
Well, because there's all kind of men out there, you know, what we prefer. But for you, I'm seeing a man that's in a business suit. That's what you like. Very business foundation, got his life together, hopefully
yes.
No children.
Yes.
Okay.
But if he would have kids, it wouldn't be a problem. Because at 33, most men, you know, do have children.
Okay, now the angel showed me. What is this about a bow and arrow? They're showing me somebody standing there with a bow and arrow, and 50 yards down I can see the target. But it's a couple. The man is doing it right now, but the woman is standing next to him. So do you know somebody that likes to do bow and arrows? You know, practice?
No.
Huh. No. Okay, well, they're showing me this person is very profound. Bow and arrow shooting to me is just like if you were to go gun shooting, you know, go to a gun place and practice. Well, this is what only is bow and arrow. I just see rows of targets, and these people are just standing there, just like if they were at a gun. Only they're all bow and arrow people. But a woman is standing next to this guy. I think it's you that's standing next to him, just watching. Like, you know, that's interesting.
Anita, you mentioned
you're
that
with two other guys when you meet this guy.
Oh.
Evelyn, when you meet this guy, you're with two other guys, so it must be... This is one of his activities. Okay, that's what the angels are showing me. This is something that he enjoys doing as a hobby, is bow and arrow. Okay, so now you know that much. Make a note of that, what his hobby is. And he is a businessman. Oh, now I see. There's a meeting coming up or some situation, and you're standing there with these two guys, and I see food like it could have been... A speaker, some keynote speaker, and you're all there for a dinner. This is after the holidays, so this is anywhere between the middle of January and the middle of February. But it's a dinner meeting. You're standing there talking to these two men, and this guy comes up. One of these two men knows this guy. I believe that he works for the company, matter of fact. I think he's a coworker. But, of course, you know, he's suited and booted. Very attractive. He's got a little bit of a lisp. Now you know who he is, to picture him out. He has a little bit of a lisp, not enough to, like, make fun of him or anything like that. I think he was injured when he was a child with his tongue and his mouth on the side on the corner, like maybe got cut or something, like off a bike, playing on a bike, and he fell and got cut. And that's why he has a little bit of the lisp. Yep. So you will meet him wherever this dinner meeting is that the company is having or whatever. Like I said, you'll be speaking with two guys after the, because it's over with. You know, people are just standing around. And this guy walks up, and he speaks to one of the guys as his friends, and that's how you two meet.
Wow.
Now, I tell most people, don't shit where you eat. That means date somebody on your job because it can cause problems later. But this guy, it's a possibility he works for this company that was having this dinner and keynote speaker. But I see him like on an upper floor. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like the 10th floor is the top and he's on the 9th floor. And the next floor is the CEO. CFOs, all those kind of people.
I'm a teacher, so there's the men that are at school. It's not definitely not an educator, so it's probably some kind of a meeting or training that I'm probably going to go to.
Okay, well, there you go. There you go.
Okay.
Well, Evelyn, you're going to meet him there, and it's up to you two. If you wanted to turn into a valuable, long relationship, you can do it. He's a guy.
All right. I'll
keep
that in mind. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So now remember, middle of January to middle of February, whatever meeting that you go to, he's got a little bit of a lisp, and he knows one of the guys that you're just, you know, standing around talking to. Okay?
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, young lady.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, you are listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina on the Essence of Success Radio Network here at Blog Talk Radio. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Remember, each Sunday until the end of December, we will be gifting each week with a surprise gift. Could be a caller or it could be someone in the chat room. Okay, our next caller is area code 717. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello, my name is Key.
Hi, Key. Spell that.
Key. Well, that's the spell for Tivana. Tizana.
Tizana. That's pretty. I like that. Okay, go ahead, girl.
I have a question about my financial situation, or, like, do you see any type of eviction? Because I just started back working from my, I just had a baby. She's 2 months, and I went back to work 2 weeks ago. But now I have a break to where I'm off from the middle of December to the middle of January. And I don't get that check until, like, the end of December, and, like, that's the only way. Like, that's the only money I have. So, I don't know how I'm going to pay rent this month. Like, do you see any type of eviction, or is there someone I can ask for help?
Well, let me say this. The check that you get at the end of the month, can you at least pay half of your rent and explain the situation and tell them you give them the other half in January? Well, shoot, then January's due. What are you paying for, January's rent now? Is that what you're looking at?
I'm looking to find how to pay January's rent.
Okay, now, I'll go back to what I was saying. Can you take half of that check that you're going to receive and just explain to them and tell them that, you know, the other half will be late, it'll be the middle of the month?
I can, because I've been late the last 3 months. So I'm trying to figure out, like, she's like the manager of the property. Is she going to continue to work with me, or am I, like, overdoing, you know, being late on rent? Like, is it, like, turning her off?
Because
she's been working with me, but, you know, month three being late, I know it's kind of, like, all right.
Nina?
You know?
I think she's going to continue to work with you, but heaven help you if you're late again. So she will work.
So that means February, you got to have it in on the 1st. Go ahead, Nina.
She will work with you for this time, but don't be late again because she won't work with you anymore.
Well, there you go. You're safe through December and January. Just let them... Yeah, like Nina said, she will work with you, but it'll probably be the last time, so.
Which is completely understandable. What about, like, work? Like, I've only done about 3 applications, but, like, I only have the job because I really need it. I've been there 3 years. I'm only making $825. I don't, like, I feel like they don't acknowledge, you know, the work I do there.
Tizania, how come you're not in the medical field? I keep picking up medical all around you.
I'm not sure.
Why are you not in the medical field? Have you been thinking about that?
No, I never really have. I'm into, like, writing and taking pictures. Like, I'm not doing anything in the medical field.
Well, and those are your hobbies. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Hopefully your hobbies will pay you. But right now, I'm going to suggest this to you. Any community health centers or hospitals, apply for everything from the food department to janitor to assisting the nurses or assisting the orderlies. Because I see you working, but you're in the medical field, and they hire you. And the pay is better. I'll give you that. The pay is better, and you got benefits. And I just see it working out for you all the way around. For you, your child, you know what I'm saying, and your rent, it works out better. So what I'm going to say is that I know it's toward the end of the month. If you've got some community medical places around you or near you, apply there. And then also apply at any major hospital that's near you where, you know, you don't have to drive, like, 30 minutes to get there, but
apply at the hospital. And the positions I just said, whatever they got open, apply for it, because you will get the job. And like I said,
okay,
the money will be better and the benefits will be better, and it will be all around good for you and your daughter. So do that. For me, I'm asking you, apply at
okay
any medical center or hospital. Okay? And it'll just get a whole lot better for you.
Okay.
That's all right, Tazonia. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay, next caller. I guess, ooh, we're getting down to the wire. Go a little bit quicker here. Area code 347. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hello. My name is Latima. I'm from New York.
Okay. Ooh, Latima. That's pretty. I like that
Thank
girlfriend.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
And what can we answer for you today?
I wanted to know, do you see any new beginnings for me in 2016?
Any moves?
Yeah, because the situation I'm in now, I'm in a homeless shelter. So I want to know if you see me, like, in an apartment, moving into
March.
My own room.
March, because you'll be working in February. March.
March.
And I see, yeah, and I see it's a one bedroom. Could be two, but it depends on your money. But I know you got money for a one bedroom. But yeah,
mm-hmm,
by March 1st, you could be renting a one bedroom. There's some job, because you're working the first week of February, and I see you going to work. You're leaving home dressed for work and coming back. What job, I don't know. They're not showing
mm-hmm
me. But they are showing me that you will be in your own place by March 1st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so apply for jobs or wherever
mm-hmm
that you're working at. Hold on to your money if you can, because like I said, March 1st, you'll be in your own place. Even though it's a one bedroom, you know what? You crawl before you walk. When you stand up, start running. So that's
mm-hmm
okay for right now. That's not a permanent. This is just
yeah
to get you over the hump, because eventually you will get a two bedroom, nice, you know, whatever you want, apartment, townhome, or duplex, whatever.
Yeah.
But this will just get you over the hump, and like they say, God bless the child that have their own, right?
Yeah. Do you see
okay
me leaving out of here? Because like some days I feel like giving up and like going back to living with my father. Do you see me like, you know, giving up, walking out?
Mm. You know what, Stan? I'm gonna tell you, staying with your father is not that bad.
Yeah,
where you at
right
now?
Cause where I'm at now, I don't know, like, when I came here, like, I can't function right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you have a good relationship with your dad?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, because
I see
that if you stay at your dad's and tell him that you plan to be out of there by March 1st,
mm-hmm,
that you're going to have an apartment and, you know, you're working and have the money, he'll even help you. I see your dad even giving you some money to help you for your apartment. You know, like,
okay,
you know, stuff you may need to buy, groceries or
mm-hmm
toilet paper stuff, you know, and gas money, whatever. But I see your dad helping you, yes. But
okay,
I think it'd be better if you were there with your dad. I do. To me,
yeah,
I just feel a comfortability there. So
yeah. But I'm
okay
thinking, if I also leave from here, would I still get the help in the housing? The assistance, like the help?
Yes.
Okay.
Nina said yes. Did you hear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, Latina, I got to call it short because they're getting ready to hang up on me. So I hope that helps you, and you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and do go stay with your daddy. Okay?
Okay.
It'll be
you
all right. Trust me.
All right.
It'll be okay. Okay, we've got 60 seconds left. Oh, my God. Don't forget next Sunday, the last big gift for Christmas. I want to thank everybody that called in. I want to thank the people in the chat room. Oh, it's just been a beautiful, beautiful show today. I hope 2016 will be the best year for everybody, from a child to a 100-year-old person. I hope it's the best year yet. And thank you to the winners. They got the two that have the gifts. We will get those out in mail this week to you. And one more to go next Sunday. Let me check. Nina, did you have anything that you wanted to say?
Yes, just Merry Christmas, everybody. Bring the love and the joy with you throughout the season and into next year. May it continue always. I love you all. Thank you so much for being with Lennis and I this year. It means a lot to both of us.
Yes, it does. And we do thank you all. Thank you so much. Okay, well, I'll see you next Sunday. Nina will be on vacation, so you got to be next Sunday. That's okay. She'll be back in January. You know, I can't let her be gone.
Night, Lennis.
Night.